Blog Talk Radio.
You guys gotta get my stuff, huh? To work on it. And your guys' stuff. No.
Kai. This is the one I use.
Okay.
For conference calls.
Really?
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
You want to try the set?
If you want to, it's up to you. Yeah, you just plug it in, plug and play. But you can hear too. It goes back both ways. Does it play or does it play to the speaker?
It just plays.
Yeah. This is both ways.
Well, let's get somebody who's got a good phone charge because this is about to die. And let's show what we can call.
Do you charge?
If you got one, sis, I would appreciate it.
What kind of charger?
If you got the charger part, I got the cord.
Oh, he's always, you know, like with electrical cameras and then even with some HVAC. But yeah, brother, thank you, man. But anyway, you know, just like these different things, kind of them, and they're all, you know, scriptural and such. You know, would always keep it and just kind of, and you know, some of them
I haven't tried. I don't even remember many. I may have though. San Antonio. Were you at the Streaming Knowledge?
Yeah, I was at the Streaming Knowledge.
Okay. We used to come down here, man. Sword of Truth. Camp in San Antonio.
You from what? Camp?
Sword of Truth.
Sword of Truth. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They used to want, like, one of the powwows and everything. And we'd have this mob up.
Yeah.
Did you go to Passover in New York when we met up with the brother?
I went to one. But,
Remember that? When we met up with Streaming Knowledge and we went up to New York.
God. In Jersey.
Dope.
Over by a giant stadium.
Yeah.
Marching down to the Went to the chicken shop.
That's it.
And then
everybody out there had their. Girded up, man. So, yeah. The pictures. Right. I still have those pictures. Man. I know y'all got some.
Right. Let's go.
That was a good Passover. I got sick too. We were,
you get it out,
I don't know where we were.
Now you can
that was a brownstone. What's up on the floor?
126th Street.
Yeah.
Cut.
Yeah. Oh, I think
sick as hell.
I think we were chopping it up in the room, talking.
Probably. Yep. That's it. Been 20-some years. Been a long time. When I first got into the shoot, it's been like 93, 94. Mm-hmm. I remember. We all took the train to New York. You remember the train?
No, we didn't go on the train. I was at the Yacht on that.
Because
that was an older pass.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
yeah,
the
right.
train?
Was it like 94?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah. He had the gold.
Right.
I had that picture. That's the most majestic I've ever seen. Yeah. That's the garden.
I think it was Ariala.
Oh, my God.
I met Ariala. And him and Kyle Tauber, our teachers at that point. Met them up there. So, yeah, I remember all that. And then we came back again on Ariella. And we went to
The Cali one?
The powwow.
Got
it. In New Mexico.
Okay, then I think that's when I
saw it. We went to school first. And then we went with Ariella, Calicab, and Shava, and then all the Streaming Knowledge, Sword of Truth. We went to the reservation.
Have you seen ceremony?
We went to one of the reservations. I don't remember which one.
In New York?
No, here in Abilene. Mm-hmm. This was like the second time.
Really?
Yeah. First or second time that I came. And we saw one of the ceremonies.
Yeah, that's pretty much where all these natives all gather,
all different tribes, and they all gather here in New Mexico. Albuquerque, New Mexico at the pit, right?
I mean, it's just this is
come with their flag armies and stuff.
Okay.
We went to one of the actual reservations.
I don't know. Yeah, I remember it was like on a kind of on a hill, overlooking the floor. Yeah, where they were dancing. And we kind of went up a little bit. Just to watch them dance right there. It was nice.
I grew up on one of the
reservations. Oh, you did? Okay. Which one?
It used to be Santo Domingo. Now,
I don't want to move. As far as I know, it's chosen, but I don't know how to tell. How do I try it?
Do you have a way to call in from your...
Well, I already connected here. To the computer.
Testing, hello?
Testing?
Testing.
1, 2, 3, testing. 1, 2, 3, testing.
And you could try to maybe kind of... Can you close this out and dial back in? This is dial.
Talk to your phone.
You can just
talk
about it.
Hello, hello.
Testing, testing. Testing.
I can hear it.
But
you can hear it?
They are going to make it rock. I'm helping them, and they're helping them, and their brothers, you know what I'm saying?
If you talk, say something, bro.
Hello, hello.
And
I can't, but that's only if I got your microphone on.
One of my main things I want.
Yeah, just turn on my microphone. You should be able to talk in here.
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello?
Hello.
Hey, you hear me, Mashaba?
Yes, we got now we got it. Come on.
Okay, you hear me, though?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, perfect.
All right. So I got Kazakia, the son. The 599, who's that? 505-599?
YG.
And we got Yohana got a phone. Shalom, Yohana.
The original fucking Don Killer. Why Jizzle? Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
y'all
Connor,
hear me?
Connor. Connor. Good to hear you, Connor.
It's always good to hear you, brother.
It's always good to hear you, I believe it.
Hey, Shalom, brothers. So far we got... We're in the Sun's crib. Again, the Sun, Aish, Aria, Dawi, and Kikum Kabakab, and myself, Mashaba. And then online, we got so far Yohanika and Kazakia. I've been trying to reach Bonapod, Awar, Shanshuan, and some of the other brothers.
All right. So forgive me. I warned you up front. I'm talking, but I'm working at the same time.
Understood.
Okay.
What's the format? What's the format that we're going to be handling business on?
That's a great question. I was just trying to get y'all here. My name is Mashaba. I throw shit out, right?
I have
after
a.
That,
I have
a league.
you lead in these climbs and where I'm standing.
Can you hear me, YG?
I got you, brother.
All right. I got you. G Money.
I got you, brother.
G Money. All right. So, REI and myself, we wanted to, and you already know kind of what our vision is and what we plan to do while we're in New Mexico and what we want to do, you know, throughout the country. But we want to start here in Albuquerque because it seems like the roots are growing here stronger than ever. And me and you had talked. I think, Mashaba, you kind of know what we want to do as well. That's why, G.
Shalom.
Shalom.
So who's that? Number one is what?
That was Ashwat Zas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Long time no see. Coming for you, though.
So I'll say a few words and I'll let Ari Ashar come in next. So the Most High brought us together here for a lot of reasons. One of them is love of the brotherhood, love of each, love of, you know, our family, and just wanting to do the will of the Most High. So I definitely want to start something here that can grab hold of not only, you know, Israel, but the world. So we're thinking big. We're thinking a lot of acres, a lot of land. We're thinking, you know, outreach and to connect with brothers in Israel that are in Dimona. We want to connect with a lot of people, not just associated now with the actual truth, but we want to connect with a lot of people where we can spread our message.
If you
and it's going to take financial backing. It's going to take, you know, a lot of hard work from brothers that want to come together and put in work on an agricultural tip, you know, feeding the homeless, spreading, you know, the truth about, you know, about Christ and about not just the same old Israelite way that we used to do things 20 years ago or 15 years ago. And some of the brothers are still doing it, but I want Aria to expound on, you know, exactly what that vision is going to entail. But we're here for a reason. I'm here to stay, and I came down here to unify everybody so we can all start working.
Love it.
Good time. Well, this is Ari Ashimar, and for the brothers I haven't seen and talked to in a while, I just want to say shalom, blessed love, the Most High be upon us all, man. But we're just coming here really to see, it's been a long time since some of the older brothers have come together to see what the energy is like and if there's synergy there. And there's, at this point in our lives, you know, everybody is progressing and doing what the Most High is requiring of them. But we're trying to see if there's a common thread other than our collective love with the Most High, our collective love of Yahweh Shai and of Israel. And can we make this thing expand into more of what a nation would look like? Businesses, going back to our roots agriculturally, buying some land, like Dawiyad was saying, here in New Mexico, cultivating that land, and most importantly, building a temple where we can go. We can praise the Most High in spirit and truth. We can hit the drums. We can sing the chants. And we can build something here and have it spread that's welcome for all brothers. So, you know, this is just something that we've been talking about, and I think what we're doing is putting feelers out to see if anybody else is feeling that, you know, or is anybody else feeling that same vision? Are they, you know, there's so many different facets of Israel right now. Anybody can go on the internet and you can see 10 different versions of the same thing. It's just different people saying it. But I think what makes it unique in New Mexico is that I think there's a lot less ego and a lot less jostling for some sort of position, and I think there's a lot more just pure love and sincerity here. So there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity for all of us to do something really, really big and long-standing that we can pass on to our children and our children's children to do the actual work of Yahweh Shai. And I think we have the people to do it, and I think we have the men to do it. But just to expand on what we started a long time ago. So anyway, we're kind of getting to know each other once again, some of us that haven't dealt with each other in a long time. And in the spirit of love, just seeing where we're all coming from. So YG, I know I talk to you often, but some of the other brothers I haven't had a chance to talk to. And
right.
I'm just kind of putting that out there.
No, you're right. I mean, we've had a lot of time and we've talked in great detail about, like, everybody's got the same idea of what they want to do, but how to get there is a whole different topic. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody, that y'all was just saying the format. For me, I don't know if we don't need to question nobody's intent. I think the fact that, first of all, let me start here, and part of what, this is just my opinion, but I think what's important is part of what you are doing, Mashaba, and I'm noticing the marketing campaign. I think I was telling Dawiyah the other day that anytime you consistently do something and you present it to a group of people, so the blog talk sessions, it's just like seeing a beer commercial on TV. You see it over and over and over again, and eventually it affects sales. People start to buy in because they see it so much. And I think what you're doing week after week, day after day, advertising and sending out those mass texts and inviting people in, I don't know what your numbers are, but I can imagine it's probably growing. Is that true?
It's starting to. I can.
Yeah, because it works, so I commend you on that. That's That's step one. And then you got a group of brothers. Say it again.
If you could call the Blog Talk number, we had a conversation about that you're on Blog Talk. Yahida, Ashmar, that you have, Ashwagdah, and Sun, Kanko Kab, and Kazakia. If you call in the Blog Talk number, we can get you more connected that way.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Oh, you know what? Hey, Yohannes was talking.
Say it again.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Do I hear Yohannes guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here. I hear y'all, man. I'm just listening.
Did you call the last time I was here?
Let me just wrap up what I was saying. If that's all right.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, we're talking about a format. I think the effectiveness of what you're doing has got people in the room, same room, or on the same phone and haven't been in each other's presence in a long time. So that's the beginning. And it's got to be more of that. For me personally, anybody I've talked to recently, you know what my angle is. I think you need economics. I think if we're not talking about economics, we're not really talking about doing nothing that's going to be effective. We got to have money for whatever we're doing. We got to have money to take care of here and other places. I know San Antonio, Florida, wherever else the brothers are. We absolutely have to have money. So the format, I think we need to determine where we are individually and then see how we can help each other collectively.
Yeah.
You know, can I help you?
Because a lot of brothers are, just say a brother makes $100,000 a year. Another brother makes $50,000. Another brother makes $75,000. Another brother makes
$20,000. Now
you're
talking about me.
So.
I mean, that's real talk.
So you
right?
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're talking about numbers, and I think that. That's real talk. What are we working with? We need some money. But what I think is that even any of that, I don't care. I don't care if you're doing 250 right now. That chump change. That ain't gonna move the needle. We need
right.
business. We really
that
need business.
That was my next
man.
Point. Mm-hmm. So we can only go so far with our own salaries.
Yeah.
And that's not, you know, it's not going to be too far. So we have to develop a way to make serious money so a lot of things can be done. And I know your expertise. Mashallah has expertise. Ariyah, Nathan, Aish, all these brothers have expertise in how to make money. And if we all come together, I think we can come up with something that can work.
I agree.
But we have to obviously be diligent and be committed.
Yeah. Can't take shit personal. It may not be, I mean, I don't know. I think you just ride with the best idea, whoever it comes out of. If that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing. Like we used to say, I ride for the brand. You don't have to like it. You just have to do it.
Well, let me ask y'all this before you, one more question. The one of the main reasons what we want to do is we want to get We want to build a temple. We want to build a church. And we want it to be in an environment that's natural, and that is more like Jerusalem. Someplace, not a modern church, not a something that you can see every day on any corner. We want to make it special. We want to make it something that's true to our roots and culture. So I wanted to first give you guys input on that first.
I'm saying, you know, the thing I like is that everybody goes out. I would just ask, I would be tired. There's so many things I had to, you know, each of us had our mind, you know, different paths that we could travel down. And then I wanted to give you this idea. I can't answer better than one. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. As opposed to, if I don't have input right now. If I don't have input right now, then it's not that I'm rejecting it. It's not that I'm slothful and I want to get it done. It's just that, I mean, it's been 20 years since we've seen each other. And I still agree, the scripture says, how can two walk together said to be agreed? That from 20 years ago, all of us have grown in so many different ways. We don't know each other. There is a love that we have for each other, no doubt, but we still don't know each other.
That's true.
And then we gotta still unify on a lot of different things and start to get to that same mindset. But I think one positive thing that we have is there is a love and respect for each other. Oh. And that whereas New York fell, some other places have failed, for lack of a better term, that we have a respect for each other and that we can respect each other's different administrations a little bit better than we've seen other schools, other camps, other groups of Israelites getting together. And when I say Israelites, I'm referring to like the ones coming from the umbrella of One West. I know some brothers have traveled to the islands and traveled the world and visited many different other Israelite camps and societies that I know I've never had a chance to even dream or think about. So to be able to come in and hear and incorporate some of these ideas, I think this is wonderful. I think this is a great thing. But we got to get to a point where we just know each other first.
Yeah.
So we can understand, if I'm making this move here, I'm not coming against what's being built.
Yeah.
It's still for the good of all. Whereas, you know, before there were politics. Before there were, man, what the fuck is this dude doing? What's this brother doing? I drop. What the fuck? You know, the John Blaze type shit, or just no understanding about that this is still for the good of the body is not. Everybody is not going to do the exact same thing. It's just not going to happen. It's impossible right now. Everybody is not going to do the exact same thing, but we can all support each other and what we got going on.
Right.
If I can say it like that.
That's it.
I think that's wisdom.
Yeah. That's well said.
Mm-hmm.
Totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all still there? Because I hear.
Yes. Yes, right. Sir. Yes, sir. Right. Listening.
No one heard it.
Again.
Yeah, I'm here. Would you ask Mashaba? I'm catching the echo.
Again, we just mute your phone there. You mute that phone there?
I'm in favor of a school, a temple. You know, that's one reason I want to come back to Albuquerque. And come back to Albuquerque, the Stream of Knowledge was the first school outside of New York. Outside of One West, the Stream of Knowledge was the first school set up outside of One West. And for what the school represented either in New York, it was a focal point for everybody to be able to come together. It kept a continuity. It kept an accountability. It kept a unity going. We know it's not about the building, but it's what the building represented. What 438 Virginia represented was monumental. It wasn't the actual building, but it was a focal point. Just like in ancient Israel, just like in ancient Jerusalem, that the temple represented that focal point for all Israelites to be able to come to, look to, that sanctuary, the inspiration, what have you. So to take it to a level where it's not just an office building, it's not just a converted bakery, right, like Stream of Knowledge was, or a converted laundromat, San Antonio, whatever. But if, to go ahead and put the finances and the resources together, an organization to get something that's ours like that, I'm down 100%. I would just need direction. I've not thought on that level, on that scale. I would need direction, but I want to help out any way I can.
Well, maybe we can, you know, the brothers here in Albuquerque, I'm sure when this call goes offline, we can continue just talking and getting to know each other again. But for the sake of the brothers that aren't in one place, you know, it would be good to get the point of view from different brothers where they're coming from, you know, maybe in, like a quick update of what brothers are doing and, you know, where brothers are coming from.
You know, if I can't say, I think we should steal the ideal that the East Coast had and do that West Coast summit. It's the only thing that's really going to get us all into one place and to be able to sit down and really look at each other, talk to each other. I know it might be corny, but it's working on the East Coast to get brothers together, and we might have to do that to get brothers from, like Mashaba just said, from the West Coast to gather in that one mind.
Right.
I agree. I think that's a good idea, because I think kind of like how you said, is that where it may come across corny or cliche, and may even divert some thoughts and you know, that we can come up with, you know, what we want to call it and still make it happen, you know, and that way it's more maybe embracive, less stigmatized, et cetera, you know, so.
Yeah.
I like that, yep. Because, again, there was a unity that our camps had that the East, that New York never had. That for every time we came up for Passover, I promise y'all, for the next 6 months, Lahab would blast the shit out of New York. Lahab would go off a Nimcast like, y'all supposed to be big bad New York, y'all supposed to be this, that, and the third. But these young brothers came in, and they had unity. They had order. That's what y'all lacked. I mean, he would black. That's why there'd be so much hatred. And I know everybody felt it. That tension between, even if they give us that title, West Coast Camps, was really, if you think about some bullshit. But the West Coast Camps, it made this versus type thing. But with that being said, we all still had a unity. We still all had a bond that we did share. That it wasn't looked at as, okay, stream of knowledge was just stream of knowledge by themselves. And sport of truth was just sport of truth by themselves. And shield of wisdom was shield of wisdom by themselves. Each we had our names, but there was a unity. That if I traveled to San Antonio, it wasn't like, even though I was on the road crew, but if a brother traveled to San Antonio, it wasn't like he was going to be ostracized or shunned or like, you're not a part of us. Or you went out to Cali, you're not a part of us. It was all understood. We are together. And if we come together in a summit right now, just to help get more organized and get more more together, let's do it.
Maybe the one thing we can do on this call is have a tentative date. If that's something we could walk away with today, that's a success right there. Is everyone in agreement?
Yeah.
Is everyone in agreement that a summit is a good idea?
Yeah.
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 But we didn't hear from everybody, though.
You said Ron Abad?
Yeah.
You got a yes from Ice.
Yeah. Con from Kazaki and Ron Abad and Awar and Mashaba. Everybody's going to be there. It's about time. It's about time.
Yeah, and even like with the, you know, the topic being summit, but maybe, you know, like we said, maybe potentially renaming it. You know, one of the things that always stood out to me is, you know, our kind of summit, if you will, wasn't a West Coast summit, but, you know, we'd always go to you know, 6 a.m. up to La Luz Trail, you know, and go to the mountains, we pray. And so it kind of reminded me of, you know, what we might call a retreat. I don't know if that's just as corny, but, you know, it's one of those things where it's just simply a coming together, and we know that it has substantial purpose. But again, you know, just, you know, I mean, for me, it's more like a vacation rather, you know, from everything, you know,
yeah.
to be where I want to be, as opposed to, you know, okay, what's the objective of us being here? And I think that that's what makes it that much more cleaner and enticing and embracing, you know.
What about a revival?
I was thinking something more like the gangbang summit.
Hey, I just got a text from a guy. Hey, brother, so I just got a text from the guy. Let me send the number to try and call in so that we can try to get more continuity. I'm going to try to use the big words because I know I'm around some killers.
Get out, bring it.
How we do it? You know what I mean? A lot of Israel do it when the ancestors had to go through all this. You know what I mean? You know, by being able to get strong and. You know
what I mean? Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. Look at our youngsters. We need to show them. Now, the good thing about the one thing I do like about the blog talk right now is all this is still being recorded. So if we want to go back and listen to it again, or somebody did miss it, we can go back and check it out.
Yeah.
So when somebody's been accusing me of a goddamn lie. Forgive my cousin about offending anybody.
The guy said he's on.
Is he on the blog talk or is he just on this?
Oh, he said I'm on, but y'all can't hear me. So tell him to call in blog talk.
He might be on the video. Somebody. Okay, I got some new people here.
Hey, Mashaba, I'm on, but I can't talk.
No, I got you. All right, cool. Okay.
We did that on purpose, Bonabai.
All right, Bonabai, cool. We got you. I see your number. The guy, is that you?
Yeah. Got me?
All right, cool.
Yeah, I got. I heard about the retreat. I thought it was a beautiful idea. You know, we haven't been around each other in 20 years, you know what I'm saying? People's lives have changed, everything else. So, at least a chance for us to get to know each other, you know what I'm saying? So, you start, you know, I know y'all been talking about all these different things, but I like what I heard, but I did get on. I think it's a beautiful idea. You know, I'm with everything,
yeah.
So, Mashaba, y'all speak for us. All you have to say is, what we're doing is done. I'm with it. I'm with everything.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What city should we do it in? What city and what date?
We should do it in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Do it in Albuquerque. Because that's all what we're trying to rebuild.
Albuquerque.
So, and then also with Halak. It's Halak.
But I'm going to say this too. We got Passover for what we know. Unless we're going to sit down and decide when Passover is. But Passover should be April 1st.
Right. We do it the second Passover. That gives us a whole 30 days after that.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. I'm going to be in Houston on the 31st for this Passover. I think that's a great idea to follow up 30 days later.
That'd be perfect. That following 30 days, we go out we use that as that reunion, or we use it as that retreat. Man,
about May 1st then?
Yeah, the May 1st. It'd be perfect. Right?
The first weekend of May is what we're talking about?
Yeah. And then the reason I say Albuquerque, man, because that's the starting ground. Right? That's the offspring of all of it anyway, man. So
yeah,
we're taking it back to the roots of where we started. I was listening to a brother's show, and he was talking about his elders on the show. He was talking about, you know, what he had learned from his elders. Like, he was the brother that was with us at one point. But if that was where his identity started, his beginning started, then we have to go back to that. We got to go back and rebuild where the beginning started. It's going to spring from that anyway. Cali is springing from it. Halak, it's easier for Halak to get down. You know, for us, he ain't never jumping in the car. We drive anyway. So that's why I say go to Albuquerque, because it's easier for us to go than just spare the minute. We dropping it on brothers, and now we want them to come up with money, figure out how to move or how to come out when it's all there, you know?
Well, then the first weekend of May, the first weekend of May would be Friday the 4th, Saturday the 6th, and Sunday the Friday the 4th, Saturday the 5th, and Sunday the 6th of May.
I like the 5th. It's gonna be good.
Because hey, what is your fare over? What is that fare over? Because
No, that's not gonna interrupt. Nothing.
Okay, perfect.
Our fair is like over the day we start Passover over here.
Okay. I'm not doing Florida's fair this year. I'm a hold out. I think I'm about to hold out on it. Cause we just training. So it'll be perfect. It'll be a perfect getaway, man. And we got the house there.
Oh.
So. We can
whatever's going down, I'm a be there. It don't matter what's happening.
I'm loving it, man.
Okay.
Hey, can we get a roll call just real quick? Who else online? Who else here?
Nice.
Kazak.
Y'all go.
The guy is
here.
Are we
Mike Allah.
So like, right now
the motherfucking wrecking crew. sorry. The nostalgia gets me hype.
Yeah, I know, right? He's 13
again,
baby. Hey, you might not have heard. I don't shine shoes no more.
Right.
Now go get your shine box.
Alright.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Who was going to say something?
Now, I was going to say, I think we're having a success here. Can we agree up until that time that we still try to meet on Sundays like this to try and keep this positive momentum going?
I agree. I think that's... Yeah. The more we keep it fresh, the better it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because we know we got lives, so if we just go ahead and commit to this, and then the Passover is right around the corner, go to deal with Passover, and then 30 days we'll be ready to have more ideas, and everybody will have more concrete of what's going to really happen. What we really want to do and the vision that we have. So I appreciate y'all coming together like this. This makes me feel, you know, like the Most High is working, you know, with us as a whole, you know, and me as an individual as well. So it helps edifies me and strengthens my trust and faith in what I'm doing.
Hey, you know, I like. I was gonna say this too. I like one idea, man. Being able to have everybody come with what they want to say and speak, and hopefully, you know, we take the month, and it should be about that individual's humility, so that I'm open to whatever's being said. You know what I'm saying? And they like the summits that we've been going to, Bashab and Kazaki, where it was already an agenda. And these men already had a focused agenda. They were just basically going through the formality. You're going to do what we want to do. But I don't think that's the mindset. I don't think our mindset is about anybody's way of doing anything. It's just, hey, let's talk and let's listen to ideas, but I have heard some great ideas individually talking to men. We've had a chance to talk to Yohanagas, me and Mashaba, and he brought around some great ideas. You know what I'm saying? That we haven't had a chance to execute. You know, Aisha's come around. It's been great ideas. There's always been something said that just haven't been heard, so we can come in a spirit of humility enough to listen to each other, and maybe we can walk away with something, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I hear you.
If we look at what we built before, that's what I look at. We were in our early 20s. In our early 20s, look what we got done in Devon, our ignorance. That was just zeal. Look what we got built. We come back now with all the experience that we have and all this time, the wisdom is not here. The understanding is not here. So we should be able to do this now even better. Again, one thing that we've not seen, and I'm still going by the umbrella coming out of One West, we ain't seen brothers come back together and in charity, in forgiveness, in love, and let's rebuild this. Send me a speak. Best of the peacekeepers. It's been a spirit of Israel of, if you ain't doing what I'm doing, F you. If you don't agree with me, or you're not, now righteousness can come in because this nigga finally left. Now the Most High Spirit cannot work because this nigga's left. As opposed to, let's come back together. As opposed to, all right, cool. You know what? The Most High, each of us on a different journey. But like I said, it's different administrations, but it's all still the same spirit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Then let's bring this back together. Now, I need y'all. I've been needing y'all.
Right. Likewise. One thing, too, Bonabata, you know, touching on what you said, man, one thing that stood out, you know, talking about, you know, kind of the comparison and contrast with the summit, you know, I just wanted to mention that, again, with no agenda other than the spirit, giving way to the spirit, and that's exactly, you know, what you were saying and what I think that we're all saying, and it's important to agree to that because humility is right. We're gonna put our own, if you will, thoughts and what have you, you know, back. We're gonna come with ideas, come with, you know, what we feel that the Most High has imparted to us, but we all are definitely, like how you said, you know, getting prepared to come together. We need to submit to the spirit, you know, for me.
I like that.
As we get more organized, you know, there are some brothers who have they see a lot further down. There are brothers who are given visionaries. You got others that are more the day-to-day maintenance, how we're going to get there. There's others, I'm just a worker. Tell me what you want done. I think we have enough respect for each other in that respect that, okay, when it's time for this brother, do his thing, that this was it's time for. And now we work together, and like we've been doing, like we have done in the past, but I just bring together, again, with just a lot more understanding and respecting each other's administration.
Yeah.
I haven't done that before, and that's what I want to push for. And it's understanding. There's a lot of things I'm not a visionary. I don't see what a lot of brothers do see. That don't mean that it's wrong. It don't mean it's off. As far as report, I didn't see what you saw. I'm going to try to support you. I don't want to do that. I want to come back, okay, cool, then let's go. If it's going to help Israel, then let's go.
Hey, I was going to say, I know for us here, even with Nagaya, you know, me and the guy, I think me, you, and the guy over there, we probably kind of got together and had to look and see, man, we ain't did nothing to each other. So, I mean, the guy has always been a beautiful teacher. I gave the guy a spot, so let's go, man. And he's embraced it. He embraced it, man, the class. He loved him. The brothers and sisters be looking for his class to come down. I want to push him to Austin, to Houston, so we can start doing the show. To get it up there, but we can't work together because we haven't done anything to each other. Not that can't be repaired. You know what I'm saying? But That's what I think. You know, maybe I don't know everything, but I know that with just love, you know, I've always had that love for the guy, so it's easy to embrace. Hey, man, working together again. So I know for speaking for myself, that love for y'all has always just been there. So working with brothers is not even a problem. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a joy getting a chance to go to the Sabbath class with Ari Yashimar. You know what I'm saying? Sitting and talking with Dawiyat again, because we always, every time he came to town, he either called me or we figured out a way to try to hook up. Sometimes we got together, sometimes we didn't, but it was always pleasant seeing him, you know? So I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody again, you know?
It's time to bring everything out, man. You know, everything that we got inside of us. We're at that age now where it's time to shoot all the arrows in the quiver, so to speak. Involve the children. Let's get the elderly involved, our parents. Let's bring the entire community around the love of the Most High. You know, where I think before it was a man game, you know, where it's centered around a certain population. And then right now, we should be having Hebrew classes and just... Israel should be all things to all people. The brother Yohanega was saying earlier, his forte, and I think everyone is in agreement, the brother's nice with entrepreneurship, with those type of things. There's no reason why Israel can't be a nation. A real nation involves and incorporates all aspects of life. So as we look across the spectrum of our capabilities, there should be no reason why we can't facilitate, and everyone can have a room at the seat, and everyone can be under this umbrella, and your talents can fit within, you know, the foundation of what's being laid. So whatever you can bring to the table, there's a piece, you know, in the proverbial jigsaw puzzle for you specifically, for your children specifically, you know. And I think getting to know each other is the key, you know, finding out what we're about and what we're doing and where our children are at. Some children, you know, I found out a brother's child is going to college in the same city my child is going to college, and they didn't even know that, right? So just different things we find out as we come together. That's going to be an important part building up to when everyone comes together in Albuquerque, you know. So like you said, about God, it's going to be a labor of love. You know, but just letting the spirit naturally do what it's naturally doing, because it right. works so well, letting the spirit naturally do it in spite of us, right? So yeah. The spirit is working together for good for those that love the Most High.
Well said.
No other way.
All right,
awesome. So we got a tentative date that first weekend in May here in Albuquerque. And we're all in agreement with that?
Come on,
okay.
Yep.
And then the Sundays, like Mashaba was saying, we're going to keep it up at noon.
Mountain
time. At noon mountain time?
So let me ask you. What?
I won't be late next time, I promise.
Sunday, what are we going to be discussing or doing those Sundays? Anything in particular or no?
I think it's still going to be in the spirit of still getting to know each other.
Brotherhood.
And then also, one thing I like, even how this was kind of originated, we can start talking about some of the doctrinal things. Well, I say that meaning, like the Sabbath. That was one question that was, what are some of the things that go to the Sabbath?
Right.
That we each can like bring understanding. And then, okay, cool. So how are we going to unify all this then?
Okay.
How are we going to get this to fit?
Okay.
You know, it's going to be the when, how holy.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about stuff like that, that we can start to organize some type of stuff,
okay.
And just help me unify everything.
Okay.
That's what my thoughts. But I'm not trying to be the only speaker, only talker here.
Took the words out of my mouth because I have a lot of questions too that I may be doing things wrong. And I want to do, you know, according to brotherhood and get on the same page with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I want to lock in and know that, okay, I got this power and this force behind me, and we're going to be riding strong. Yeah. So that I got you.
One thing I love about us from back then, there was a lot of internal things we didn't get involved with because it was about us being together no matter what anyway.
Right.
So we all wore sweats. There's no law about wearing sweats, but you know what? This is what everybody's doing, and this is what we're doing. Whatever, this, the Sheila David, we didn't get caught up with suicide because we was working. We was putting things together. So to get caught up in about who's wearing the shield or menorah or are you wearing fringes on your underwear?
Damn, why you got to bring that up?
I got skin marks right here. There was a lot of things that we didn't get caught up into. It was like, are we unified?
Yeah.
Are we unified?
You're on the same page.
That with, I'm going to go here, with Ariella being the head at the time, we was able to just unify on that. And that's why it didn't seem like it was three separate camps. It was all just one. So it came back together where, what are we going to unify on? It was going to be, again, we unify on whatever days the holidays going to be. If we unify on it, that's all Christ wants to see right now, because we see through glass darkly. So, and now when the presence comes, then he'll say, this is the Sabbath, this is that, or what happened. But in the meantime, we can be rehearsing these righteous, rehearsing these things, rehearsing coming together.
I like it. Can I say this too? I was going to ask one thing too, man. One thing we can make sure that we don't do is we don't use the format or this arena for a way to attack a man on something that happened between brothers in the past. I feel like if that's something that he brought up, an issue brought up between that man, that those two men. You know, it's like the scripture says, if you have a heart against your brother, go to him. It shouldn't be things that, it could be something personal, it could be anything. If it's something that you felt you needed to bring out, or you felt something was done wrong, then I feel it should be done between that man and the man he felt did it wrong to. That way it keeps all the mudslinging, it keeps all the animosity. We can't build on those same old things. You know what I'm saying? If you, after 20 years, if you ain't forgiven after 20 years, then maybe there's something that you got to work on in you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be out of line.
Amen.
Saying it that way. I don't want to be out of line saying it that way. But all I can say is, I mean, you can't build forward, and we got to keep arguing every weekend. You know what I'm saying? We all too old. We can't be in our 40s. I'm pushing down to 50 years old. I can't keep arguing over the same old stuff. You know what I'm saying? I think it should be the fact we build it, build forward. We've all made mistakes, so it ain't like no one's perfect. Let's build forward. Let's figure out what grounds we can agree on and build forward in love. And if I got something that's in me that's that bad, then I can go to that brother, we can try to work it out. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm thinking. It would at least help the format, and the brother would speak freely and not feel like it's a setup. I'm throwing myself back in there. I ain't coming here to get attacked. You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming in here to answer for things like mistakes I may have made when I was 20-something years old. We came in 90, from 90 to 96. All of us saw the damn in the same age down there. We was bullied, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I figured it to be the fact that, you know what, if we going to talk, let's talk as men. Let's build as men, because we all have learned so much and have experienced so much and have went through so many different things. And if you don't hold something against me that I did when I was 21, 22, then come meet my kids, because they straight fucking up at 21, 22 all day long. And this is the way it is, man. It's what's going to happen when you're young. We see it in now, but we've gotten older. So I hope that it can be those Sundays that we bring our wisdom to the table more than, you know, how I felt about this man or what this brother did 20 years ago. We can't live back in the past no more, man. Time is too short, and we're getting too old. We got too much to pass on to the next generation to be, you know, if I offended, I'm going to say I'm sorry now. And if that ain't good enough, that's the best I can do for you because it's been 20 years, and I'm not going to try to remember everything I did 20 years ago.
Don't worry about it. I've been keeping the list.
Nah, but I got one too, damn it.
Hey,
don't worry, I'm
going to
keep the list.
I appreciate that. Let's make sure y'all got a bottle for me, man. I'm going to bring a bottle of liquor. This is my apology, damn it.
If I could, I agree with you on the personal task, but as men, we're going to have to also have a forum where, because there's going to be some things that we brought up that a man's going to feel that he was offended about back in the day. And there's no understanding about why things are done or why this was good or not good. If a man doesn't feel he can bring that out, then we're still going to have to visit. I'm not with the mudslinging, but there's going to have to be some things. If I'm going to give an example, back in the day, some people thought it was too militant. We were too, that yeah. they have to answer for this or say this or do this, that was too much. But there's still got to be some order. So we're going to have a forum where some of these type of things are going to have to be discussed as men. Not taking personal, not a personal attack. I'm done with 100. But there are going to have to be some things we're going to talk about to get some meeting on.
I got that. I would.
But as if I can say this, as some attack issue, not the personal issue. Yeah, true enough.
Right.
If a man bothers another man, stay between you and him alone. If he won't hear you, it says go get two or three other witnesses. If you won't hear the witnesses, then we have to bring out to everybody. But there are going to be some things that a man has to do.
I like it, man. I'm with it.
Yeah. I think too, on that same note, I think that, you know, I just want to add that, you know, one of the things that our foundation was really, you know, I feel made it strong and solid is that we all came in sincerity and we came in genuineness. And that it's real important because when we come in sincerity and genuineness, I mean, we know that there's shit right and wrong with it. And the whole point is that if I'm coming around brothers and there's something wrong with me, and let's just call it, you know, a sick. Well, I want to know. It may not be what I want to hear. It may not be how I want to hear it. And my point is what I'm saying is that, yeah, it's good that all of y'all forgive me for all the bullshit I did and the bullshit that I'm going to continue to do in advance. Just kidding. But the point is that it also with forgiving me, if you still see some shit, then if you're my brother, help me. Don't talk shit about me. Help me. If you have something to say about my problems, give me a fucking solution. And that is who my brothers are. And I'm going to be sincere and be open to you, but not to get ran in the rear. I'm going to be sincere and open to you so you can bring something to my heart that's beneficial to me. So, you know, the thing about, you know, being born through adversity is that, you know, we understand that dynamic. That's why we're brothers, and we have to understand and remember that it's part of the process. It doesn't give us an excuse, but it also doesn't relinquish us of our sincere responsibility. So I want to say, you know, for myself, a lot of the times when I'm around brothers and thinking about brothers, what brothers are saying to me and what I might want to say to them, I repeat to myself that it ain't about right or wrong. It's about understanding. And I don't want, you know, that's what I want. I want understanding. I know shit is right and I know shit is wrong. Once we tackle that, give me some understanding.
Con, I agree, man. I like it. Well said.
I guess that's about it. Let's see if I get anything else for today.
Well, the only other thing I was thinking about was we got a date, right? We got a tentative date. What is that,
tentative that should be set.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure who has all the contacts and who is all going to be involved, but knowing that number is going to be, you know, the names and numbers going to be critical so that we can get some place to hold it at. So, and I can help with that, you know, securing a location and just so we can have some place to be at.
In that radio broadcast, I'm talking about right now. So anybody can go back and listen to this whole thing once this is over. All right? It's definitely going to be there. And keeping the communication going, I guess I'll redo the thread so that we can all make sure we got these numbers and we're all on this thread and we keep this going.
Yeah.
If everybody's in agreement.
Beautiful.
Yes, Tom. Barakatay how about Shimmy Al-Shai?
Hey, if I don't already have your number, if you don't have, or weren't already in the thread, do me a favor. Just text me with your name. Just put your name and text me my number, 210-784-8463. Hit me up. And so I put this long thread together, and I won't be sending the morning blog talks that we do, whatever. It'll be just for getting together for Sundays or this type of business.
Okay. Who else? I have a question. Who else would we like to add that is not here right now?
Anybody who wants to. I'd say anybody who wants, if we tell somebody about it and they're with it, then Adam. It doesn't matter.
Well, I think it would be a certain age limit. That's the age limit.
No, I mean, certain brothers.
Experience level. There's got to be an experience level. What we're putting together here when I sent this text out, there was a lot of other young brothers that when we first asked the question about the dude Joseph Saturday, and there's a number of us that really didn't need to be involved with that. I'll be honest. That as heads, we need to come together, get our vision together, and then present it. So it's unified. So one thing about it is, and I'm just curious about this, like Kariya. What do you think about that? Kariya, I really don't know about.
I was going to announce it on YouTube. You know what I mean? You know, we got a lot of following on YouTube. So what I was going to do is announce it on YouTube and like we do every other thing. So do that or don't announce it on YouTube.
That's not ready for YouTube yet. We got to get. We have as heads, or as more
okay.
Elder brother. We got to unify first more, and then present it.
Okay, good. I'm glad y'all said that because I won't do that.
Yeah, we don't want to jump the gun on anything, and like you know, all of us are. You know, I'll say it like this: fresh and tender. You know, in whatever area that applies to. So. In that fresh and tenderness, we want to be sensitive, not effeminate, but, you know, sensitive in all aspects, first and foremost to the spirit. But, you know, I mean, you know, we're all humans. We're all individuals. So
what do y'all think about Harad Malat?
You hear that silence? You hear that silence? So, I mean, nobody.
Hey, you know what? I ain't going to lie, though. I ain't gonna lie. I was actually gonna say Harag Malak when you asked. I don't know how to get a hold of Harag Malak. I ain't been in out there. I haven't been in communication. You know what I mean? But I think the invite should at least go out to him.
We can get hold of anybody.
I think the invite should at least go to him.
All in favor?
You know?
Yeah, I don't think there's no.
I'm a reserve comment on that just because I want us to be real about what we're doing. And the reason you hear the silence and the hesitation,
yeah,
there's real reasons behind that that we need to discuss. I know right now we having, you know, touchy-feely time, and I think it's cool. But we got to talk about real implications of what we're doing, and it can't be an open door to everybody, not what we're talking about here.
I agree. Well, Yannick, did you have anybody in mind that you wanted to ask?
Well,
did you ask
I thought about – the two names that came to my mind was Ryan and Iraq.
Yeah,
just because after having conversations with them and you know, their conversation is all legit. They don't talk about no bullshit. These are brothers that are still actively growing. You know, and just like what Bonabon started off with, and I think everybody else was repeating, these guys are all about peace. They don't want to go back in the past. They don't want to rehash old beefs. They want to go forward, and that's definitely the energy that I'm attracted to, and it sounds like everybody else is attracted to. But right now, man, and, I've been here. I don't know. I mean, the door is open, right? Prodigal Son and all of us have played that role at some point or another. But I definitely don't want to be in an environment that's combative.
Kind.
You know what I mean? Between all of us. If it's going to be like that, and it has been like that, we got to, like, find out. We got to find out what's in there before we just open
right.
it up.
Stir that pot.
So,
I agree.
I'm down with if somebody wants to explore it, reach out to the brother and see what's happening, whatever. But it ain't been nothing nice over the past 10 years. So everybody ain't meant to be together sometimes, man.
Well, if I can
say
this,
what we'll be talking about, say it again.
If I can say this in agreement with you, some experience we do have is the last general's meeting that we was all at attended. And at the time, Zion Allah was not on board. And we was trying to get to unify and get things together. But at that particular time, he really wasn't with it. So in I agree with you that we do have experience in that if we don't really have a united front and what we got going on, before we present it to a brother, it's going to be destructive instead of creative.
You're poisoning the
well,
man.
That we need to really unify that more before it's just shut down, saying, no, F that, forget that, this is off. But if we're all unified and we present things like this, I think we'll have a much better response. I'm with that.
Yeah, I think the brothers that made this call are on the same page. I understand what we said. We haven't seen each other in 20 years. But I still feel like what we built could withstand 120 years. It wouldn't matter to me how much time has passed because I'm still just as hungry and still pursuing that vision, probably even more so now, to quote Bonabod, that I'm beating the shit out of 50 years old. You know, now I know what time it is. I'm not 25. I know what it means, and I really know what it takes. And all of us, man, y'all got dings and dents, and everybody in there on this phone that took some heavy shots. No doubt. So we don't need to rehash the past, man. We know what's up and who's who and what's what. And the Most High, if there's any brothers that we forgot now, they will manifest because the word is going to get out. If we do what we need to do and we do it right, yeah, success is its own advertisement. Everybody will know what we're doing.
All in favor for I'm an Iraq fan?
Come on.
Any opposed? All right, cool. If y'all can shoot me their – if y'all can notify them, if everybody's got their numbers, notify them and ask them to text me their names. I'm going to add it to to this thread so we can keep this communication going. I'm going to let everybody suppose that.
All right, you got it.
All right, IQ.
How about Taria?
Oh, absolutely, man.
Star.
Old man Kariah is ready to rock.
If anybody gets in touch with him, same thing. Please have him just text me. Just text me, Kariya, or their name to my number, 210-784-8463. We'll make this big giant thread for us then.
Nathan mentioned Tazayala. The last time I've been able to get in touch with him, it's been through Facebook Messenger, through his company. So I'll make an attempt if there's no opposing that. But I don't have his direct number. I haven't talked to him in some time yet.
Good.
How bitter is he still?
Tazat is in a concise statement. I'm confident that he would say he's not interested in any bullshit, and I think that's what we're all saying. So, yeah, you know, I can't speak much further than that because mostly what we talked about was, you know, kind of just, you know, some basic overview of things and airing out a little bit. You know, brother wasn't spiteful. If anything, you know, as us all discouraged, you know, I mean, you know, the regular hurt, but, you know, definitely a son and servant of the Most High, and definitely about what's real and what should be, you know, as opposed to, like I said, the bullshit.
Well, it sounds like he sounds like if we reach out to him, he would reach back out.
I'm asking, I'll say it again. Anybody can contact him, have him text me the number, then we'll add him to the group. And always I'm going to ask him to do it that way, because if they're really interested in what we got going on, they'll send me the number so we can do it that way, as opposed to just forcing it on, like Chicago. If Chicago really wants to be a part or wants to help, cool. Then text me so we know that you really want to be a part of this and not just have it thrown on you, forced on you, or you're not bitter. Somebody have a chance to talk to these brothers and let them know this is what we got going on, and we're trying to build something positive.
Well, yeah. That's all we can build, because the other shit won't work.
Time.
Has anybody reached out to Chicago?
I just talked to him the other day. I went and got some new phones. I mean, we wrapped. I mean, me and Chicago, we got our own little. I can't get a good evaluation of that. You know, we tackle each other in the park, and then sometimes we go rock with each other. So, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Yeah. What about where's Akad at?
Oh yeah, he's down.
He's down. He's down. He had to go to work today. He's definitely down. He's on the thread.
And I heard somebody mention your brother. He's not on the phone, but your ma.
He's on the thread too, ain't he?
Is he?
Yeah, I seen it on the initial.
I'll make sure.
Your ma not on the phone. Can you see who's on? I know. I mean, he's been in contact. He's been in different classes and stuff like that. He's kind of always been some type of communication then. So, but I thought when Michelle initially made his thread, I could have sworn I'd seen his name and number pop up. So I don't know if he's on right now.
It doesn't look like it.
I see what you're saying, but he's in the communication thread.
Kind of communication thread. Some brothers fell off. Mike, are you still on? And Butterby has dropped. Butterby dropped, and Mike Holler dropped off.
Word. Yeah.
And I've got the brother Step One from Sport of Truth. He's third in command down there in San Antonio. He's on the line now also.
Hey, shalom, what's up? Y'all bust me out, shalom, what's up?
Hey, shalom, shalom, you're on the line with Dollar Hayim.
Come on, it's probably straight. Y'all bust me out, shalom, what's up? The covered in bodies on the phone right now.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Start that.
I'm just a scrub.
Yeah. Shalom, Rakim.
Shalom,
Rakim.
Right. What's the topic, Mashaba?
Mashaba steps up to the
Shaba. Shaba went to the head.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay. Kind.
Yeah, we pretty much talk. I think you may want to have Barnabas fill you in, but we talked about basically coming together every Sunday and basically getting to know each other again and finding what direction we want to move in to continue to build, you know, Israel back, and mainly Albuquerque and, Houston, San Antonio, California. So we're all going to come together and make a concerted effort to build something new, bigger, and better than what was going on in the past, and just put the past aside, you know, just forget about the past and move forward. So that's pretty much it. So we're going to meet every Sunday to talk about things and get to know each other. So you are...
God.
You are one of the Alahayim that has joined the Alahayim.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, I most definitely am appreciative of being on the line, especially since it's a reunification and a rebuilding of a body that shares the same interest, has the same concern and has the same affection towards the body and towards Christ and towards the work. And towards the nation, you know. So to be a part of that, that's a privilege.
Yeah, we're humility, meekness, charity. You know, all that is forgiveness. We're bringing all that to the table. Egos aside, and you know, all of that. So we're going to do it by Hashem Yahweh Shai.
And again, for anybody who hasn't heard the whole or wasn't able to share everything with this broadcast, if you will, the whole thing's been recorded. So in the thread, you can log on from your phones or what have you. If you click that site, it'll come up, and you'll be able to list the whole thing in its entirety.
That's wonderful.
All right, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody want to leave a little prayer out?
Come on. All right. You want to do four corners or pray to the east?
I'm not leaving this.
All right. Yahweh, Baba Kwasha, Shemai, Aita, Yahweh, Anaknawa, Ba'al, Ata, Gadol, Humility. Hashem Yahweh Shai, Barak Anaknao, Barak Harab Shalomath, Wah Stream of Knowledge, Wah Call Caps, Call Akim, Call Akwakim, Ba Ahav, Ba Ahav, Ba Ahav, Ba Hashem Yahweh Shai, the Wada, the Yar, Aman.
Aman.
Shalom Akim. All right, so brothers, Next Sunday.
Shalom, brothers.
Next Sunday, 12 noon, Albuquerque time. We'll send it out. We'll get together. All in favor?
God. Hello.
Hello. Come on, Aki. From my heart, Shawada. Love y'all.
Shawada, Aki. Shalom.
Shalom, Aki.
So it's chicken, and this.
I think what you said, Mishawa, was